From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, we bring you the Indian plum. The earliest flowering shrub on the south coast of Washington is Indian plum, which has pendant white flowers. The flowers hang down on short stems in clumps from the branches. Indian plum follows the weather closely, and if winters are mild, may flower in late February. March is the usual month for flowering. Indian plum ripens olive-sized blue-black fruits in June to early July. This is the earliest ripening fruit among local shrubs. The fruits are often called berries, though they look like tiny plums, hence the name, and are mild and juicy when fully ripe. Check the flavor as they darken in color and ripen. Like many other fruits, Indian plums are acidic when underripe. Seeds often turn up in tribal middens, indicating that this early fruit was regularly eaten by local tribes. Birds also like it. If you grow Indian plum in your yard, you will have to compete with the birds to eat the ripe plums. Foliage is lime green in spring and turns yellow in fall, giving color to the season. Indian plum likes moist soil and partial shade, and with ample water will flourish in full sun. Plants can grow from 12 to 15 feet tall and grow in dense clumps. If you want plums, be sure to plant both male and female plants. Only the females will have plums. In bloom, the female flowers have a pleasant scent, often likened to cucumber or watermelon. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.